Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I feel like it's been so long since we talked to you guys last.
It's
just been a whole week. I was thinking the other day, we don't podcast enough. I've got a lot to say.
Same.
And I'm like, really? I have to wait like a freaking week?
And I always have a list of updates and I'm like, I got to cut this shorter. I can't talk about all of these things. I'll talk for an hour.
And then but after like the second day, I'm like, I don't care about this anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'll write it in my notes. I'm like, oh, that's a good life update. Then the next day I'm like, it's over. The era is over.
Do you like my new lamp?
I love it. I was just looking at that. It's very cool.
Gives the room more of a vibe.
Yeah. And also I like that you're your desktop has light behind it.
Oh yeah, Leif got that for me for I think Christmas or my birthday. He got me like LED lights to go behind it because it makes it less bright if you're on your computer at night.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. He set that all up for me.
I like it.
Thank you.
This room is really coming together.
It's coming together finally. Mm-hmm. There's a few other things that need to be done, but I'm excited about it. It's feeling cozy.
Nice. Once you finish, you'll move out.
Literally. That's always how it goes.
I know.
Isn't it? I dyed my hair, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I dyed it pumpkin spice.
Is that really what it's called?
It actually is the name, I think, of the extensions that go along with this color that Chrissy does, I'm pretty sure. And it's close to, I did this TikTok a while ago with kind of explaining different shades of red because there was this graphic I found on Pinterest, which The guy who made it actually commented on it. I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but it's on my TikTok. And he's like, oh, this is my graphic. And anyway, he kind of lays out how there's like copper, strawberry blonde, pumpkin spice, mahogany. There's all these different shades of red that you can be because there's actually quite a range.
Yeah.
And Chrissy has done some people that are more like that purpley red color. Yeah. And then I wanted mine more like orangey red. And so anyway, yeah, I think my shade would be called Pumpkin Spice. And it just fits with the fall vibe, you know? So that's what I've been calling it. But yeah, I love it so, so much. I wanted to go a little darker, more red. And it's perfect. I just hope it doesn't fade really quick. Because red just...
Yeah.
It do be fading.
I feel like that's the color you had when you first started dyeing your hair red.
Really?
Like in... I'm talking 2000...
14?
Yeah, like 14. Like Aruba. I feel like you had like really rich red hair.
Aruba was giving more like purpley red though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't as orangey.
Mm.
But yeah, I did used to have more vibrant red hair.
But like the dark, like the contrast. Yeah.
And then I started dyeing it or doing it a little bit lighter and doing like a blondie red color.
Yeah.
For the past few years. So this is a change, but I really like it.
Yeah. It fits you so well, I feel like.
Thank you. Oh, also I did ask Chrissy while I was there if you have to bleach your hair to go red. And she was like, no, not if your hair is not dyed. So if your hair is completely natural, you can put red on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that changes if your hair is super dark. I'm not sure. I didn't like get into the details with her. But she said if you have dye already on your hair, you do have to bleach it and then put red on top.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But if you have natural hair,
then you don't have to.
Virgin hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or I doubt my hair is virgin.
Well, I don't think it's even that. I just think it's like if it's been dyed recently, maybe.
Yeah.
So you can go red. I got the green light.
I was just thinking, I was like, I don't know when the next time I could dye my hair is because you see my regrowth? It is getting crazy. Like, because it's getting so long now, it's like an extra, I'm like a chia pet.
I'm dead.
It's just like, it was at first just tiny baby hairs and then they're growing. So it's like a whole nother layer of my hair is growing. But I'm like, this is going to take years.
For it to get the length of your hair?
To where it lays down at least. But whenever I put my hair in a ponytail or anything, it's just like staying straight up. That's why remember I was trying to do a slicked back hair and I was like, this is not slicking.
Yeah.
And it's because of my freaking baby hairs. But because I used this Vegamore like hair oil. Is it hair oil? Yeah, it's like regrowth hair oil. And I used it religiously for a while. And I swear it helped with my regrowth. But then again, I don't know if, you know, it just would have grown on its own. But I would put on like you know where your hair recedes, like the corners? Mm-hmm. I put it right there, especially and on my middle. I would do it on my middle
part.
Yes, thank you. My middle part, like a lot. So I feel like that's why I have so much hair right there.
Interesting.
Anyways, yeah.
So postpartum regrowth happens at like a certain time, like, oh, 6 months
postpartum.
Well,
you start losing your hair probably like 2 months postpartum. That's how when I started like noticing like lots of my hair falling out. I think you grow a lot of hair in your pregnancy. Not me, but some. And then I just had the hair loss. I didn't really have like the voluminous pregnancy hair.
Awesome.
And then you get the regrowth because it falls out. But anytime I think you go through trauma, you lose hair. By the way, I'm sick. That's why my voice sounds like this. I'm not just trying to be like a raspy, sexy, like freaking call girl or something like that. What are those phone girls?
I love getting sick for the rasp. I love a raspy moment. Please
be trying to sing like bluesy songs
yes,
in the car.
It's time for some Norah Jones.
Yes, 100%.
Well, what have you been up to? Being sick?
Not much. Just being sick. Case got sick. Then Nick got sick. Then I got sick. Obviously, it's just how it goes. And Sophie decided to make it about herself and also get stung by a bee or eat a spider or something. And her whole cheek blew up and her whole nose. So I'm laughing, but it was sad. Her whole snout like was so swollen. I just look over at her. I'm like, you look like you're from the Goofy movie. Like, what is happening? And then I look at her cheek. It looks like she had chewing on a softball or something. I'm like, Nick. And also, mind you, that day, like all of us were so sick. I'm like, we have to take her to the vet. We had like two. We went to urgent care. We went to a pediatrician appointment. We went to a vet appointment all in within a matter of a couple days.
No. That's not it. That's not the vibe.
How was Disney World?
Disney World. I did go to Disneyland and I have news. I'm a Disney adult. I loved it. I don't know what, I haven't been to Disneyland in a few years, I feel like.
Fall Disneyland is just top tier.
It's another breed.
Mm-hmm.
And something about it was hitting different this time. I don't know what it was, but it was so fun. And Leif and I, first of all, usually after a day at Disneyland, I am exhausted. I'm like, cool, I will do that one time a year, maybe. And this time I was like, honestly, I don't want to go back tomorrow, but like, I could go back fairly soon. Like,
really?
And let's I was go. Just telling Leif, I was like, if someone right now was like, oh, do you want to go to Disneyland? And he's like, well, who? And I'm like, someone you like. And he's like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We both thought it was so fun. And we happened to be there during the Boogie Oogie Bash or something. Which
excuse me?
You have to have tickets for. So we didn't have tickets for it. But basically, it's where they kind of, I think Disney experts will know more than me, but they like close down California Adventure. And so like only certain people can. It's like way shorter lines and stuff. So we were not a part of that. So we had to leave. But I was like, that would be so fun to be able to be a part of that. Anyway, I think they have lots of like parties like that at Disneyland. But again, I'm not an expert, so I don't really know much. My favorite ride, I went on the Cars ride for the first time.
That is a fun one.
It was so fun. it's so cute mm-hmm. in there, like in the little the world. And just Cars Land in general is so cute.
Yeah.
But there's a new Star Wars ride that I'm not even a Star Wars girl. I don't know anything about it. I don't care about it. I don't watch the movies. It was incredible.
Really?
I felt like I was in a movie.
Is it the one where you go in and you're in like almost like a little simulator? Like you're like kind of in a little movie theater and it's like you're on a ship?
No. So it's a brand new one. It's like, I think 6 months old.
They didn't redo an old one. Because I thought that they redid an old one.
I think they did, but this is like new and something that's never been there, I don't think. Again, I could be wrong. But all I know is like it's brand new. Mm-hmm. Like only a few months old. Wow. And I'm not kidding. You feel like you're in the Star Wars movie.
What the heck?
It's nuts. You're like in this world. I'm like, I am not. Here's the thing. Dom Roberts made a video a while ago and she was like, people who are Disney adults are practicing self-care. And I have to say, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, I'm like, it's kind of impossible. You feel like you're in a different world. You're literally in a different land, Disneyland, and you're not thinking or worrying about any other problems. You're literally just so present in the moment, riding these rides, laughing, eating fun treats. Leif and Clay legitimately might have eaten 6 churros each.
Oh my gosh.
They were on their churro grind. But yeah, it was so fun.
That does sound fun.
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
I haven't been to Disneyland in so long, but I want to wait. Actually, I bet Case would like it right now, but at least when he can walk.
Yeah, and actually ride the rides and appreciate them a little more. Yeah,
exactly. But he would appreciate them right now. He loves lights and buttons. We took him to an escape room and he was in heaven.
Yeah.
Just like oohing and aahing at every light and little toy and
he probably gadget. Would love it. I mean, we don't really go on any of the
kids
more
ones.
Kids rides. Yeah. So I haven't been on those in a while where you like sit there. But I feel like they are magical.
Yeah, for sure.
Like kids freaking love that
when
shiz.
You go to Disneyland when you're little, it's just magical, like you said. Like it's I remember magic. There was like a commercial for Disneyland and it's like kids going to bed the night before they're going to Disneyland and ugh. They like can't sleep.
So dreamy.
And it's just true.
No, Leif was like,
was that you before the night before?
No, but it was honestly me the night after. Leif was saying, he's like, when we were in the Cars ride, I legitimately had to remind myself, I am not in the Cars movie.
I'm not a car.
Like, he's like, I had to remind myself, Mater is not real.
I'm like, screaming.
He looked real, like a real character.
What the heck?
It was so fun. Yeah, I loved it. So yes, I am your local Disney adult. And
season passes.
Yeah, Leif was actually looking up how much season passes were afterwards. Because we're like, we don't go enough for how close we live. Like, we might as well. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Even just going, if you had season passes, you could just go for a few hours, ride two rides, get a churro and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wouldn't be worth it, but maybe.
I know. Were the lines crazy?
Not too bad.
And this is just a Disneyland episode. Literally.
It was, I mean, they were pretty long.
Did they take away fast passes?
Clay did all of that for us, but I don't, we had like 2 fast passes a day or something. You have
I heard
like
they're
allotted,
taking them away.
Allotted time that you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard that they maybe increased the amount of people that can go to Disneyland. Someone told
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
I'd have to fact check that. But
maybe because they expanded it.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was crowded. Yeah. I feel like every time I go, it's crowded. I've never gone and it's just like, whoa, no one's here.
Yeah. Last time I went, every ride was broken.
Really?
Like during the middle of the day, like, ooh, because you know how there's an app?
Uh-huh.
We get on the app and we're like, oh, we can't wait to go to the Cars. The Cars one was when we wanted to go on. And all day it was broken and then they fixed it like at the very, very end.
Mm.
It was like the California Adventure one that goes around. What is that one called? I can't remember.
Incredicoaster?
Did they change it?
They changed it. It used to be California Screamin'.
Yes, that one. People got literally stuck at the top. Like,
Disney
was literally breaking down.
Is the Cars one you're talking about the one where you get in the car and you're like racing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have never been on that one because the line is always so long. Yes. So that's it. That's why this was my first time going on it. But
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I need to go.
It was a party.
What else did you do? I'm down.
That's about it for my life updates. I was just going to say that basketball season is right around the corner. Don't you worry, ladies. NBA corner is coming back.
I've seen Devin Booker a little more active on Instagram lately.
Yep, me too.
Trying to get those Suns fans.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what I am? I am now an NFL girly.
Really?
I've been watching football, and it's because I have to have an emotional attachment to something that gets me going. And my family plays fantasy football. I still don't even know how it works, but I'm winning somehow. Mine did auto pick because I was here doing a podcast while they were drafting. I was like, oh, I'll just do auto pick. And I'm always like, every year I'm just a laughing stock. Like, I just suck every year and I'm like trying to watch, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know points. It's just like so confusing. And this year I did auto pick and I got Lamar Jackson as my quarterback. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's on the Ravens. Anyways, I asked one question. I'm like, who's Lamar Jackson? Or I was like, who's L. Jackson? And Nick's like, oh, he's playing right now. Like, watch him. And after watching him for like 5 minutes, I Google him, like have to learn a little bit about his life.
Learns his zodiac sign, his wife.
Yeah. And after I watched him, I'm like, well, I'm a Ravens fan now, I guess. Like, this is my team. And I started winning. I was literally winning the league until I asked Nick to help me with my lineup. Because before they play, you can like switch your lineup. And he was like, okay, I'll go in and help you. And I'd won every single week up until this week. And Nick helped me. And then he was like, who are you versing? And I'm like, oh, I'm versing you. He's like, oh, wow. I'm like, did you just literally sabotage me? Because then he won.
I'm dead.
I'm like, did you literally make it so that my team sucked? Like took people out and like benched certain people? Because I lost this week. But anyways, I feel like it's a cozy vibe watching football on Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Can't beat them, join them.
True,
you know?
True. I just feel like there are moments of football games that are like, oh, so good. But to me, it's like they're so few and far between.
Yeah.
It takes like an hour to get one 30 second spot of like, oh.
Yeah.
And to me, basketball is more like that way more often.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of moments that you're like, oh, are they going to be? I don't know. It just feels like that. Unless it's an absolute blowout.
Yeah. It's true.
But it is a cozy vibe.
Yeah.
Watching football.
And basketball. Sometimes, yeah, I think it's kind of like basketball where some games are great and some games you're just like, they're going to win. And
yeah, it's not really that fun to watch.
Yeah. But I think in football also, like just in sports, us discovering sports, I'm like, I think the draw is you're just always waiting
at the football
edge of your seat for it to turn around. Like they could get an interception and then all of a sudden it's their ball.
Right.
And then they could go down and score.
Yeah.
So you're just like, no matter how bad they're doing, I'm just like, well,
they
could get an interception.
True.
They could fumble the bag, literally. Fumble the ball.
True, true that, true that. We are in our sports era, if you couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
I'm like, goodbye, guys. That's what we said. Today's episode, we're doing Finding Your Style 101. Now, we thought this would be a fun episode to kind of niche down into how to find your personal style, which speaking for myself is something I feel like I'm just now discovering, like very, very recently. I'm talking the past few months, I've been trying to kind of understand what my style truly is and not just shopping for trends or like certain aesthetics, but truly for your own personal style and kind of how to discover that, how to, you know, some style tips. And also, I looked up just kind of like, I wanted to understand, not to make this deeper than it needs to be, but like, why is fashion or style important in our lives?
Why do we care?
Why do we care? Why does anyone care? And is it really that deep? You know what I'm saying? So I found a few quotes that I actually really liked that kind of explain things in a different way, maybe. So this quote is by Diana Vreeland. And I pray that that's not like a famous designer that I just butchered her name.
Coco Chanel?
Literally. Fashion is a part of the daily air and it changes all the time with all the events. You can even see the approaching of a revolution in clothes. You can see and feel everything in clothes. This is by Gianni Versace. Gianni. I know it's getting clipped. Don't be into trends.
Versace.
Don't be into trends. Don't make fashion own you, but you decide what you are, what you want to express by the way you dress and the way to live. Huh? Okay.
Okay.
Not
understanding
that one, Versace, but no, I get it. Literally, like,
go
so.
Go off. Go off, Gianni.
Go off. Fashions fade. Style is eternal. Yves Saint Laurent. Clothes mean nothing until someone lives in them, Marc Jacobs. Fashion is about dressing according to what's fashionable. Style is more about being yourself.
Oh.
That's Oscar de la Renta. This is Facts. This is by Betsy Johnson. Girls do not dress for boys. They dress for themselves and, of course, each other. If girls dressed for boys, they'd just walk around naked at all times.
True.
Mic drop.
Go off, Betsy.
And kind of just the reason that style potentially matters. And again, you decide if it matters to you. Maybe you're in a phase of life where you don't care that much. But clothing can really be used to change your mood. I have felt this a million times firsthand where you actually just made a TikTok about it.
Yes.
It's kind of like having a good hair day, good makeup day, good skin day, good outfit day. It all goes together. When you like your outfit, most of the time you're going to feel more confident. So you're going to act like a more confident person and maybe take more risks and put yourself out there more and go and do more things just because you feel more comfortable.
Yes, 100%.
So
if I hate my outfit, I'm in the worst mood. I saw this TikTok a while ago that actually got me thinking about it. She was like, when I go out to dinner, like when me and my boyfriend get dressed up for dinner, but he rushes me.
Oh, so no.
I'm wearing an outfit at dinner that I hate. And so I'm like rude to him.
Literally mean to him. Me. Takes it out on him if I look ugly.
And someone, when I made my TikTok, I was like, if I hate my outfit, I hate that day. Like, that's how I was at school. If I would walk into school and I was just like, I hate my shoes. Like, I hate how I look. And it's not even... I rarely care about my hair and makeup as much as I do my outfit. Where I'm just like, if my outfit is off, I just...
The vibes are off.
The whole vibes of the day are off. And I would just hate that whole day of school. Borderline be looking for an excuse to go home. But if I had a good outfit, I would be like sick. All of extracurricular activities. Like, I would want to be seen. I'm like, let's go get stuff done.
It's true.
Let's put ourselves out there.
Also, how you dress is like a form of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of made me appreciate because I have never been super into fashion. Like, I always say, you know, even doing social media for all these years, I've never been like a fashion blogger. That's never been my thing or my focus necessarily. And it's not that I think I'm like above it. If anything, I feel like I'm below it where I'm just like, I don't. I've always felt like, well, I don't really know what my style is. So I'm not going to pretend to be a fashion blogger when like I don't even like my outfits, mm-hmm. literally. But it's like kind of made me appreciate even seeing Tyson and Tessa at Paris Fashion Week. I was thinking, I love that they love fashion so much. Yeah. Like, it's so cool that some people are so passionate truly about fashion. And it's like this very... just interesting, cool world to kind of dive into. And again, I'm not to that level where I'm like so invested in all these like designers. Again, I don't even know a lot of designers and I'm not going to pretend to be the fashion police. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate it. Like, I think I'm getting to a point where I just appreciate style and fashion more in general and how it really shapes like our world and the way we perceive people and everything.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like I'm the same where I'm not super into, I guess, designer fashion and like fashion week. I'm into like trend watching and predictions and things like that, but I'm not, I don't know.
You're not like looking up the designer's newest. Yeah,
exactly.
Designs and stuff.
I feel like I'm more passionate about personal style. Like, I feel like I've always been very into your, not
not even
just
else's.
Only mine. Not just only mine. Just like personal style in general. I was telling Nick, I'm like, I'm so toxic. This is how you know I've been an Enneagram 4 since I was like in second grade. I remember in elementary school, I think I might have told the story, but I wore pants, like literally capri sweat things in like fifth grade. And then I wore a skirt over it with like a t-shirt.
Oh, it's giving camp.
And I wore it to school. And I was just like, feeling so cute. And all my friends were like, that's so cute. Like, we should all match and wear that like in a couple days or something. So we kind of planned a day to wear it, like maybe the next day or the day after, maybe next week. And I kind of like, I didn't really forget about it. I don't know what happened, but we go to school and they're wearing it. And I
didn't wear it. No, not them stealing your ideas.
And I was like, no, they told me to match.
I'm just saying it looks like that because you're like,
yeah.
And I'm the only one out.
But really it's me. I just didn't wear it with them. So it's like, I'm over that trend.
Oh, you did it on purpose?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't remember if I forgot or if I just like, I think what probably happened is I put it on and I hated the outfit. I'm like, I'm not wearing this to school. Like, I already wore the cute one the other day. Yeah. I'm not going to wear this again. I'm not going to wear the same thing
again.
You're
going to ruin it.
And I'm not going to like try again. So I'm sorry. I showed up and they were like so mad at me. Like, Chelsea, what the heck? I'm like, sorry, I'm over it.
The fashion icon of our generation.
But I think it's just, it's one of the ways that I've always liked to express myself, even if I never cared if other people thought my outfits were ugly. Like, I only cared if I thought they were cute. You can, everyone around me could be like, that outfit is so cute on you. And I'd be like, I don't care. I want to rip it off. Like, I hate it on me.
Yeah.
But I found this quote of, well, not quote, but like definition for what is personal style. Style refers, of course, I screenshotted it and did not have the source, so sorry. Style refers to a person's particular way of expressing themselves, whether that's through clothing, writing style, or a style of architecture. In the fashion world, style is usually shorthand for personal style or the way an individual expresses themselves through aesthetic choices, such as their clothing, accessories. Wait.
What?
We say that weird. How do you say accessories?
We've talked about this probably over 20
oh, really?
Times. I say accessories.
Oh, do I say accessories?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Chelsea, you have short-term memory loss?
I must. I honestly must. Hairstyle and the way they put an outfit together. Style is timeless. Someone who is stylish may or may not follow fashion trends, but they always stay true to their own aesthetic. Personal style is about developing a sense of self rather than simply absorbing trends.
You know who has great personal style?
Who?
Matilda Jerf.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she has like iconic.
She's always known who she was.
Yes. And she has shaped the current,
A generation
of style. Yes. Like, I feel like she has always stayed pretty true to her vibe. And we've all just hopped on board, honestly.
Literally. Literally.
Like, she's been posting the same type of outfits for years.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down a couple people. Well, I was thinking of little tips, like little steps to finding or honing in on your personal style. The thing is, you already have your personal style. You just got to tap into it. It's not like I'm so desperate to find something, you know, outside of yourself. But we've talked about the three words before.
Yeah, I think we should dive into that, though, because it's so helpful.
And that is from... Her name on Instagram, again, is at AllisonBornstein6. And she gives the three words advice, but she also gives a lot of just finding your personal style advice on top of the three words and how to even find, you know, your three words.
She's a stylist, by the way.
Yes. And I found them very helpful. So I took some things from her TikTok and kind of put them in some steps as well. But... what do you have? You want to go first?
No, I just was going to share my three words and then kind of talk about that. So,
okay, I'll go over this really quick then. So, why do I always feel I'm in a rush? Like, I have to get this in.
Hurry!
2 seconds.
No, we have time.
I think starting out with picking some style, like icons or people that you see that you have a draw to, that you're like, okay, I really see like my style portrayed or like mirrored, I guess, in them. And I see them as somebody that I want to emulate, you know, with your own style. Because there are people that you can appreciate their style, but it's not like, oh, that's how I want to dress. It's more like, okay, that's, you know, cute. I can appreciate that. It works for you. But then there are just those couple people that you're like, that I want your entire closet, you know, and I like how you put things together. I feel like your silhouettes are similar. Maybe they have a similar body type or they have a similar just aesthetic in general. So I just wrote down some of mine, for example. Kelly, I don't know how to say her last name. Reelsler. She designed Santa Monica proper. Like,
oh, yeah,
she's,
yeah, yeah. She's
interior,
an interior
designer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she is also just amazing personal style in all areas of life. Her fashion is really cute, too. It's like a little bit more edgy, I feel like. I don't know. I just love her style. I love her TikTok. Obviously, Bella Hadid, I feel like, has very... not dark, but a little bit edgier, I guess, as well, but also has a little bit of like a tailored element or like a, not a schoolgirl element. Yeah, a little bit. sometimes. I feel like she goes a little bit out of the box.
She definitely does.
And then also any, like for me personally, any cool, edgy European mom, like that just has beautiful, natural hair flowing. Couldn't be me, but that that part.
We're looking at what we want to emulate.
Yeah. It's just like effortless, effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
And I think that really helps because then you can kind of see how they, you know, what pieces they kind of pick and like, oh, that works for them. You notice a trend. You notice like a pattern that they, you know, continue to pick. It's very helpful.
Definitely.
Another thing that Allison talks about in her TikToks is looking at your closet right now and looking at the pieces that you grab the most. Like, do you wear a certain shirt a lot? Do you wear, you know, a skirt a lot? Do you wear, you know, what accessories? I am never going to not notice now. Accessories that you grab and like kind of put them together and see like what, you know, words might be popping up there.
Yeah.
You might notice a pattern there as well. You know, for example, if you always grab oversized t-shirts and baggy jeans and, you know, bigger shoes or things like that, like if you grab chunky shoes, you're out of the trend.
Grab the feelers, see your way out.
Then maybe one of your words is oversized or comfortable, something like that.
Yeah.
And then lastly, obviously making mood boards, even before you know your three words, to kind of see like what outfits would I actually wear? Not what I like on somebody else, you know, but what would I actually wear? What I like to think, you know, what would I put on and not hate?
Yeah.
On myself? Because some things, they look so cute on somebody else, but they live in a different place. You know, it's a different, they have different skin color, they have different hair color, they have different just like body type, everything.
It just doesn't look the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So obviously take that into account as well. And then that can really help you get your three words.
Yeah. I have experienced that many times where my toxic trait is I will pin a bunch of like outfits or whatever. And then I look at them and all the girls that I pinned are legitimate supermodels and they're 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And then I put a similar outfit on. I'm like, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate the way that looks on me.
No, for sure.
We've shared our three words before, but we haven't like really dove into it. So my three words are casual, playful, and oversized. And kind of going off of what you were just talking about, I find myself gravitating towards very casual outfits for the most part. Like, I haven't worn high heels in who knows how long. And I will occasionally if like I'm going to something very fancy, but that's not like what I gravitate towards at all. I gravitate towards sneakers, baggy jeans, like baby tees or oversized tees or like a tank with baggy jeans, whatever. So that's why obviously the oversized is in there. But something that I've been realizing lately that I'm loving doing is like I really like basic casual outfits with playful accessories. So what I've been doing lately is I will literally put on a pair of jeans or a pair of jean shorts with like a white tank top or a white baby tee or whatever. And then I will add like a fun colored purse, or I have like pink sneakers and I'll like add those with like big gold hoops because I'm trying to get the oversized element in there, whatever. And it's crazy how much accessorizing just takes an outfit up a million notches. That's what I've been realizing lately. And the other thing I've been realizing is that, and again, if this isn't your priority, if you don't care, then like, who cares? It's just whatever you care about in the moment. And lately I've been caring more about like, I want to take 10 minutes to put together my outfit. To be honest with you, normally I just throw something together and I don't care or I'm lazy with it. But I was saying, I'm like, how weird is it that if I take an extra 10 minutes and I try a few different things on, I'm like, oh, this is a really cute outfit that mm-hmm. I would have never even thought to pair together or whatever. So it's been good for me to like actually take a second and maybe pair together things that I wouldn't normally pair or just try a little bit extra where it's like, you know, put together an outfit and be like, okay, how can I make this playful? Because that is part of my personality. And you guys obviously know I love pink. I love pops of color. I love, you know, just fun accessories and stuff like that. So I think that's like a great way to, again, depends on your three words and your personal style, but there's kind of always a way that you can incorporate all of them into an outfit.
Yeah, definitely. And I think accessories are a great way to do that because they're not as expensive sometimes. I mean, you know, you can go as expensive as you want as, you know, maybe a top or a pair of like jeans or even a pair of shoes, but small accessory. Accessories like
you can just say it. You don't have to say accessories.
I know, but I just every time I say it, I think of it, and so it makes me stop in my tracks. Like a scarf, sunglasses, mm-hmm. earrings, necklaces, anything like that can really change. You can start with a plain white tank top and jeans, and add a ton of different like I said, jewelry, shoes, hats, purses, and make them completely different three words because right. it could be. You know, like I said, 70s vibes, or it could be more edgy, or it could be more daring or something like that. I feel like my three words, I think,
which I don't know if we even explain like what the three words means. Basically, it's like how to describe your personal style. And she has like a word bank. Doesn't she have like a ton of words on her Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, she has a lot of ideas of words that you can use on her TikTok if you go.
It's Allison Bornstein 6. I don't know if that's exactly how you pronounce it, but that's like how it's spelled, basically.
We're giving you guys a little small business starter pack, okay?
Small or big business. Any type of business you want to start.
Any business you have or starting, Shopify is going to be your best friend. We used Shopify for our Bounced Boss merch. And let me tell you, it's just, there's a reason why everyone uses it. It's so great. And with the holidays coming up, if you do have a small business, Shopify is going to, it's going to be working and it's going to be working hard for you. It's going to be your Santa's elf, but just one singular elf. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Start selling with Shopify and join the platform, simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you'll create an online store in your vibe, discover new customers, and grow the following that keeps them coming back.
Shopify has all the sales channels sorted out so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify's got you every step of the way. Our graphic designer that helped with our Balanced Boss website is like a huge fan of Shopify. And when we were doing websites, she's like, "Are you going to use Shopify? Because I really love it." Da, 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 da. So it's great. Shopify makes selling simple so you can put yourself and your ideas out there, whether your thing is like making ebooks or like online courses or earrings and you have like a physical product, Shopify makes your success possible. When you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. This is awesome, you guys. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/whatwesaid. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/whatwesaid to start selling online today. Shopify.com/whatwesaid.
You know where you don't want to be spending your holiday season?
Where?
The post office, you guys.
Absolutely not.
It's such a pain in the butt. And honestly, the workers are always nice, but the people in line at post offices are...
They're on another level. Yeah, no one wants to be there. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. So if you want to avoid that this holiday season... You're going to want stamps.com, which is one of our amazing, beautiful, stunning sponsors of this episode. If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season too. So if you haven't started preparing for the chaos of the holiday mailing and shipping, you're already falling behind. I hate to break it to you, but luckily stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines. No traffic, no hassle, no meanies.
Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. And with inflation on the rise, every dollar counts. So protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates, up to 86% off. This is a great solution for every small business, whether you have whatever little shop you run on the side, or if it's your full-time business, you can use stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year and get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com and click the microphone at the top of the page and enter code WHATWESAID.
The three words are basically for you to like what you're wearing. because if you're putting together your outfit, yeah, you put them, you know, you have something of each word. So you put on a very casual outfit and you said your word was casual.
Yeah.
Or comfortable. Casual outfit. Then you're like, okay, I want something oversized. Like you said, the chunky hoops. Okay, now I have something oversized and now I want something playful. I'll add a fun colored purse or hat or something. And then all of a sudden you're like, I feel like myself. This mm-hmm. is really, you know, I feel like I'm confident. Wearing the clothes that properly fit my personality and make me feel most comfortable. And I know that I'll, you know, slay in.
Slay the day, if you will.
Slay. I was going to say my three words are, I kind of have been playing around with them to find the perfect ones, but sporty, cool, and tailored are the ones that I keep coming back to that I feel the most comfortable in, and the ones that I feel like have always liked as well. That there's always one word I feel like that describes the feeling of it, where it's like yours is casual or like cool, like some kind of feeling. For example, Hailey Bieber's that Allison talked about was sexy, sporty, and oversized.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like mine was sexy. I don't feel like I go for like sexy necessarily, but I didn't feel like it was necessarily comfortable or casual. And so I was trying to find a word that, you know, kind of emulated what I feel like. I also didn't feel like it was edgy either in terms of like super edgy, I guess. So keep playing around with your words, you know? And I think putting together a Pinterest board really helped me figure out mine, and like asking other people, like, what would the three words you would use to describe all of these pictures, all of these yeah. outfits, all of these looks?
I feel like sporty is definitely like right on the nose yeah. for you. And mm-hmm. cool. All of them.
Yeah.
Definitely fit you.
Yes. Thank you. And also, I think...
So formal.
What?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. My next point is... Like JC said, I don't feel like you have to care that much about what you wear. But if I may argue, yeah, it does. I don't know many people who it doesn't affect like their day. If they don't feel at least if you're like, well, I don't really care. One of your words is probably comfortable, because if you're not comfortable, you probably don't like your outfit. Like,
right.
I know so many people are like, well, I don't really care. But like I have to have, then I take guys go shopping with them. Also, my entire family is like, Chelsea, you're the style queen. I'm like, okay, let me style you. Take them shopping. Don't listen to a thing I say. They're like, which one? They come out of the dressing room. They're like, which one do you like? And I'm like, those pants are sick. They're like, I hate them. I'm not getting them. I'm like, okay, don't ask me ever again. Mom's like, style is for family photos. I'm like, okay. I send her all these ideas. She's like, I think we're going to go with something else. I'm like, why do you ask me if you're not going to listen to me? But it's because everybody has their personal own personal style. Yeah. It's like, I can tell you what I think is cool, but if you don't like it, it's because it doesn't match with you.
Yeah. And you're not going to feel comfortable.
Exactly. With your personal preferences.
Exactly.
So just be confident in what you like, because that's really, I remember actually one of my friends from college, he was saying, maybe this is misogynistic, but he was saying, the sexiest thing about a girl in a bikini.
Okay. Really?
Is not that she's in a bikini. Like, it's not that, like, oh, I can see her body. It's that she's feeling confident in her bikini. It's like that, the confidence that comes with that. And I was kind of thinking about that. Like, that's true. Even like, if you think about anybody, like, if they're confident in what they're wearing, you believe them. You're like, oh, yeah. Looks right. Sick. But if you're like, I just feel like a loser, you're like, well, you're starting to look like one because yeah. you keep saying it, you know?
Right.
So just hone in and buckle down and
get going.
And get married to it.
Get shopping. No, this
get
girl.
Get spended.
This girl on TikTok, I actually just saw this TikTok, came across my For You page. And she was saying that basically she was like, I don't like how people keep labeling aesthetics and being like, this is my aesthetic. I do like cottagecore aesthetic, or like, mm-hmm. I'm coastal grandmother. That's my aesthetic. She's like, just buy things that you like.
Yeah.
Like, stop like having to fit it into a specific aesthetic. And I think like the three words is even better than like a very specific
vibe almost.
Vibe, yeah. Because it like gives you more room to play, because I feel like there will be times when I want to wear like a black leather blazer.
Yeah.
But then there are also times when I literally want to wear like a flowy, like very feminine skirt with a tank, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, that can still, again, fit into my three words, but that doesn't fit in with cottagecore aesthetic.
Yeah.
But it could, you know, moments, things that I wear sometimes could fit into that.
Yeah.
But basically, don't like put yourself in a box and pigeonhole your own like aesthetic for home decor, for anything. Because she was saying too, she's like, when I go out shopping for home decor, I buy things that I like. I don't think like, is this going to fit with whatever? She's like, mm-hmm. I just buy the painting. I'm like, yeah. I like that. And then she's like, I put them all in a gallery wall. They don't match each other a lot of times, but that it's my style. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. And I liked that. I was like, that's a good point. It's like, you don't have to like buy everything that will flow perfectly, because that's not, I mean, sure. Maybe sometimes you'll buy something and be like, eh, this doesn't really fit in with the vibe of my house or something. That's definitely possible, but it's just better to buy things that you're drawn to.
100%. It's you don't want to put yourself into an aesthetic, because the clothes that you wear should fit into you. Like they should fit you. It's like that, what is that quote? It's like, you don't wear
the
clothes.
You're not meant to fit into clothes that are meant to fit you.
Yeah, exactly. It's, oh, on Allison's TikTok, she was saying how two different people can wear the same exact outfit, but they could have three different words and it could work both ways because of how somebody wears their outfit. She was saying Zoe Kravitz, one of her words I think was sexy as well. And she was like, she could wear a white tank and jeans and it's sexy. And it's like, she has nothing else on and it's just like, no accessories, nothing. And she's one of her words, because that's just who she is. That's the aura
that she gives off.
Exactly. And so, you know, that all, you also have to take that into account and not try and be like, okay, well, now I'm going to do this, so I have to stick with this and stress out about it. It's just to help you notice things that you tend to like and feel comfortable in and that you feel aligned with. And then you can kind of go from there.
Exactly. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, sometimes you get into a spiral or like a mindset where you're just stuck focusing on a bunch of problems in life. I have definitely been there many a time in my life. And sometimes it's easy to just get stuck focusing on the problems instead of the solutions. And sometimes the situation would be better with a different mindset, you know? And a great way to potentially get into a different mindset is to try out therapy. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. And a therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I just feel like in general, when you're having a rough time, it's just very helpful to talk to someone, especially someone who's licensed, to truly help you come out of therapy with a different mindset that will help you move forward in your life with, you know, potentially solving some of the issues that you're facing. It will change everything for you and can potentially help you obviously live a happier life and reach your goals, like I said, and things are just going to be better all around.
Therapy for me personally has really helped me find like the trust in myself again, especially when you get to talk to a professional who can tell you, you know, what is valid to be, you know, maybe worried about and maybe what you're overreacting about, and just kind of help you get things sorted out so that you can trust yourself again and feel more confident in your decision making. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option because it's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. You get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time, which is great. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. As I was talking about in this episode already, hair thinning is a lot more life-changing than you might think. From the outside looking in, you know, when you hear people, I would always see people talking about postpartum hair loss or hair thinning. I remember my mom was talking about when her hair was thinning, I think after she had COVID, she was like, oh my gosh, freaking out about it. And when you tell people, they're like, oh, dang, that sucks. But to you, it's like life altering. Like you can't stop thinking about it and your hair feels so precious and so personal to you. And I think we need to support each other. We need to be there for each other. I think a lot of women too are embarrassed to talk about it or ashamed to talk about it. And when it starts happening to them, they don't want to bring attention to it. But I'm here. Know that I'm here for you, okay, girls, our thin-haired girlies.
Nutrafol is looking to normalize female hair struggles through shedding the silence, which we absolutely love. Nutrafol is a clinically effective natural supplement brand that is super awesome for if you are suffering from any sort of hair loss, thinning, shedding, any of that stuff.
I think what can be most helpful with this is talking about it. Talking about it can be very relieving and freeing, especially, you know, if you're scared to open up about something. Like, I know if I'm embarrassed about something and I open up and somebody's like, oh, I had that too. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. I'm not a freak. Like,
definitely.
I feel heard and I feel validated. So with Shed the Silence, what the goal is to just break the stigma. So if you do feel like you, whether it was postpartum, whether it's just come with age, whether, you know, I think naturally over half of women will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. So it's bound to be happening to people around you. Maybe it is happening to you. So don't be scared to talk about it, okay?
And it's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed of.
No.
But that's also why Nutrafol is awesome, because they're there to help support, you know, you with their products and their supplements and things like that. So if you guys want to talk about it, your hair story could really help another woman out there, which is awesome. Join the conversation at shedthesilence.com. That is shedthesilence.com. Go check it out. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast yet or if it was on someone else's podcast that we were on, but something that Chelsea and I have been talking about lately is like the concept of, this is something we kind of learned from our human design too, but if it's not like a full body yes, like yes, 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 I'm obsessed with this, it's a no.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been living by lately with everything I purchase. And it makes me a much more intentional person in general. And when I'm shopping, whatever, if I'm not like, I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, no, because I want everything in my life to, I want to be obsessed with every single thing that I buy. I don't want to just buy something and be like, yeah. So recently, an example of this, I bought some jeans and they looked super cute on the website and they were like kind of unique. And I was like, oh, those are fun. And I put them on when I got them and I was like, yeah, I kind of like it. Like maybe with this specific type of top, like could be cool, could be good for photos. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I obviously don't, I'm not in love with them. So it's a no for me.
Yeah.
And another example, this orange bench. I walked into this like thrift consignment store. It's in my office right now. It's like this bright orange bench. And immediately I was drawn to it. Like my eyes, I was just like, I need that bench.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where I was going to even put it. I was like, oh, that would be cool in my office. But I don't even know where I'd put it. And I was like, oh, maybe on that back wall. And basically they have like a policy there where you can take it and try it out at your house and then you can give it back. So I knew that I wouldn't be like wasting money. If I didn't like it, I could just bring it back the next day. But basically I was like, yeah, I am so drawn to that. I just want it so bad. I'm going to get it. And I put it in my office and like every day when I walk past it, I'm like, I love that bench. It is so fun. It's like speaking to me. And yeah, I just think like in general, whether you're shopping for clothes, home decor, makeup products, like it doesn't matter. Just like listen to yourself. And if you're not obsessed with it, do not waste your money on it.
Exactly. Does it spark joy or no? Hold it in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Marie Kondo. I also wanted to quickly end with like, or we can both do this, like our own style tips. Like if you were to literally ask us personally, like what do you guys do? You know, what would you tell me if I said like how, you know, what are your style tips?
I have none, but I'll be listening and jotting down.
Mine
notes.
Aren't that revolutionary, to be quite honest. And I kind of already said them, but
I actually do have one in mind that I can share to end.
This is my best tip for, this is more so planning, not necessarily like getting ready for the day every day. But when you have events, trips, things that you really want to look cute for, a wedding, anything like that, I plan my outfit meticulously. Down to, I don't leave anything up in the air for the last day to be like, well, what am I going to wear my, like, what socks am I going to wear? What am I going to wear in my hair? Like, oh, I don't know. I will literally plan everything down to which necklaces, which rings, which bracelets, everything. And when I do that, it gives me a little bit more time to be a little bit more extra. So if I do need to be on the search for a belt or a scarf or whatever it is, I can do that. And then I feel like when the event comes, I'm so prepared. I put the outfit on. I know I've tried it on. I don't leave the trying on till like literally the day of. And then I feel so confident. I'm so happy and I don't have to. It's another thing I don't have to worry about on the day because I'm just like, oh, I already did that. It was fun for me to plan it out. And I do that for trips too. And I will literally pack them as an outfit. I won't be like, oh, my pants over here, my shirt's over here. I literally put them all in one bag where I'll be like pants, shirts, the jewelry I'm wearing, the socks I'm going to wear with my shoes. I'll try if I'm only wearing shoes with that outfit, I'll put them with it. But you get the picture. Even when I'm wearing swimsuits, swimsuit cover up with it, you know, so that I don't have to worry about it because otherwise it's going to take up time on my trip or while I'm doing something trying to be in the moment.
Yeah, it also saves space. If you're still going on trips and not like prepping your outfits before, you got to switch something up because you save so much room in your suitcase. I used to literally just put random stuff in my suitcase, like that pair of jeans, that shirt, maybe. I would never try anything on. I didn't know what anything looked like. And then I would just try and pair stuff when I got to the location.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that just wasted so much space in my suitcase by just having random items that I did not ever wear.
Yeah, no. And it's so much easier in the morning to just take it out and be like, okay, this is the outfit I planned. I already tried on. I know it looks cute. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you have more time to work on your hair, makeup, or whatever.
Yeah. I only have one style tip.
Go for it.
Okay. I was just going to say, like, don't underestimate the power of accessorizing, like I've already mentioned a million times, but also your hair and makeup. Because a lot of times when I will see certain photos on Pinterest or outfits or things that I'm like, I just love that vibe, I realize that there's something unique about their hair or their makeup. They have like a big chunky braid in their hair, you know, like a slick back thing with a braid, or they have like blue eyeshadow or something like that. And that just always takes things up a little notch. Mm-hmm. So I love blue mascara. I think it's so fun. I've been pinning a lot of fun makeup looks of like green eyeshadow that I think is really fun. Again, you could wear the most basic outfit, white tank and jeans, white sweatshirt, jeans, jean shorts. If you have on like cool gold earrings with like green eyeshadow with your hair like slicked back, it's such a vibe. It just
much
looks
more elevated.
Yeah, just like elevates everything. So don't underestimate playing around with like your hair and makeup specifically. It can totally add to an outfit so much.
It's true. When I take the time to do my eyeliner, the heavens open up and I'm blessed.
Same.
Or I'm cursed and I can't get them even.
Yeah.
Is there a surgery that fixes hooded eyes?
Yeah.
Because I might need that.
I think there is actually.
Because mine is starting to get to the point where I'm like, dude, this might be covering my blocking my eyesight soon.
I think that's why people get eye lifts or whatever they're called, right?
Eye lifts. Interesting.
Like not a facelift, but an eye lift or something.
Well, mine was kind of the same. Well, not the same at all, actually. Not the hair and makeup, but jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You just take the extra 2 seconds to go over to jewelry and just put on some rings, put on some bracelets. Don't forget bracelets. I feel like bracelets really, really help. Throw on a couple necklaces, throw on a couple earrings. And if you have multiple piercings, I guess you can throw on a couple. It just makes or breaks it. Throw on an anklet if you're feeling crazy or a toe ring. Remember when I got called a slut for wearing a toe ring? Okay. The last
core thing, memory.
Yeah, core memory. The last thing is shoes make or break an outfit.
They do. And all my shoes are ugly.
So
all my shoes
anytime
are ugly
I talk
right
about
now.
Shoes. It's really
his PTSD. Yeah. I have the only good sneakers I have are my New Balances, which I like, I'm obsessed with them.
Oh yeah.
But they're green, you know, they're like green and white. So there's some outfits that I don't want to wear them with. I need like neutral sneakers that I love. I need them immediately.
I know.
And I don't have any right now.
I know. The, you know, which ones are like trending so much is the Adidas like Samba ones.
Samba.
Or Gazelle.
I have some Adidas ones saved right now. I'm like pulled up on a tab, but I don't know if they're
probably Samba,
but they're chunky. And you said no chunks.
They're chunky?
The ones I have pulled up.
Oh.
Let me look up what is it called?
Okay,
Samba?
Let me say this because I actually have like shoes that I'm like, if I wear these, people are going to troll me. If they're functional and they're chunky, wear them. I'm just saying like the overly chunky sneakers, I just feel like the excessively chunky were, I don't know. They're just.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Okay, these, yes, I know what you're talking about. You have the like black ones of them or like dark ones?
I have brown ones and blue ones.
Oh, brown is maybe what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those I do not have. Those are not the ones I was thinking
they
of.
They have like neutral ones that are white with black that are really, really cute, but they're always sold out.
Hmm.
So
I need to know what mine are that I have saved. They're on like goat, I think. Anyway, I was looking at them. Those were like the ones that I was considering.
Yeah, they really make or break an outfit. Don't skimp on the shoes. Like, don't make the shoes like, oh, last minute I'll put on shoes.
It's true. It can kill really, the vibe completely.
I'll have an outfit on. I'll be in the mirror. I'm like, I look so cute. And then I'll go to try and put on shoes. And the second those shoes like are on my feet, I'm like, the outfit's ruined. You have to find the right exact shoes. I don't know. You'll just feel it. You'll feel when it's right, like Cinderella. It'll fit and you'll be like, this is what I needed. But don't walk out that door if you even have an inkling that you're like, my outfit's not the best. Unless you're late and you have to go. But don't do it. Don't. don't do it.
We're not settling this year, ladies, for outfits we don't like. Okay, can I end with something or do you have something else?
Go for it. I have a million other things I could talk about.
Well, I was just going to say also go thrifting. Like, mm-hmm. I have found so many good things thrifting. Great, like, staples as well. Like, this fall, I've found a gray sweatshirt that I've been wearing a lot that I thrifted. A navy blue sweatshirt that's, like, vintage Gap. Just, like, normal crew neck. But I've also been wearing it, like, on all of my morning walks or my evening walks. And they were all so cheap. Like, you know, $8 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, definitely go thrifting, especially if you're on a budget and you're just like, oh, I don't want to like, you know, go on Revolve or something and
yeah.
or Aritzia yeah. and like, I'm not going to just buy a whole new wardrobe. I mean, I totally get that, but I think there's so many good, I mean, you have to hunt a little more and I think you have to be a little more open-minded when you thrift. Like you can't be like, I'm looking for this very specific thing. But if you're like, okay, you have your three words and you kind of go into a thrift store and you're like, I'm looking for this type of vibe. And then just pick what speaks to you. You're bound to find some cute jackets, track pants. Look in the men's section for that stuff. Crew necks, oversized vintage tees, whatever. I would highly recommend.
Also, eBay is really good.
Yeah. And Etsy.
I feel like people don't think to look on eBay first. I mean, girls especially. Like, they go on Depop or Poshmark or something like that. But eBay. Check eBay and search for, you know, vintage sweatshirts or whatever.
Yeah.
That's where Nick gets all of his like vintage polo or vintage mm-hmm. Lacoste sweatshirts. And they're not that expensive because it's not like these girls who are making a living, you know,
off of Depop or something.
Yeah. It's like people selling their like literal dad's old closet.
Shiz. Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say about this.
I love that. Well, here's the thing. We just want our gals to be thriving and confident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you were saying, clothes just make a huge difference in how you feel and your confidence levels. And I have spent too many years under a bushel. I just feel like I have never prioritized it or even understood it or known where to begin.
Yeah.
With style.
You're busy. Give yourself some breaks.
Thank you.
You're busy.
I was in my hustling era. No, but I just feel like I didn't pay it much mind. But you're kind of right. It's like, even though I didn't quote unquote care, I always wished that I liked my outfits more. So
you are also one of my people who sometimes like, you should wear this. Like, you're like, what should I wear? And I'm like, oh, I love these. And you're like, well, I think I'm just going to stick with these.
I'm screaming.
But you know what? Sometimes that's a good, it's like how people say, flip the coin and you'll know what you want because you'll wish like it will land on a certain thing.
Right.
So I think that's what people use me for. They'll be like, which one should I pick? And they know which one they want me to pick.
The thing is also, though, sometimes you have certain insecurities or things that you don't like about yourself or like not even you don't like, but you just don't feel comfortable showing like certain parts of your body. And so there will be certain outfits that I'll put on where I'm just like, I have not. Well, let me also say this. I grew up uber modest, like
to
a point where it's like I showed nothing, and not because like not even because my mom like told me I couldn't whatever, like I wore bikinis sometimes, but I like literally until 2 years ago was always wearing like either a graphic tee or a long sleeve t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah,
like I never wore short shorts, skirts, really tank tops. Like I was just very overly modest. And I don't know like what exact, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that, but now I feel like my world has opened up. Like, cause I'm willing to be a slut. No, but just because it's like, I'm understanding my own personal style and what I feel comfortable and what looks good on me. But it almost takes like rewiring my brain where I'm like, oh, it's not like bad if I show my shoulders or like if I wear a short skirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's like also another hurdle that I've had to.
Yeah.
Like another aspect, I guess, of why I always was wearing things that like didn't really speak to me because I was just like trying to cover
sense.
Up.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I could go on that tangent for 30 more minutes because there's like a lot of nuance to that. But yeah, so that's also a huge part of it, though, is dressing like for your body type in general. I've seen a lot of TikToks. Have you seen that girl who like shows a tank top and jeans on, or like pants a bunch of
up
different ways?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looks
crazy,
like different people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally just her wearing a tank top like rolled up or pulled down, because if you have a longer torso or whatever, like there's certain things that probably do accentuate certain body types better. And that's also great to find out by just trying on a bunch of clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think so. It's just, it's think of it as fun. We're not trying to like give you a homework assignment. It's fun.
Yeah. Just fun. Take what you like.
Yeah.
Leave what you don't.
Exactly.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast this week. Happy, happy Tuesday. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Make sure you guys go follow us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. You guys can be involved in a lot of our future upcoming episodes.
And we have a lot of very exciting things coming. Yes. Big things coming, you guys.
We have a lot of fun
like,
announcements.
Big things coming.
Yeah.
Huge.
Massive. You guys won't believe it. Yeah. So get ready for that. Go follow our Instagram for sure, because Instagram will be the first probably to know about that stuff. Also, if you're feeling extra generous, please go leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. It's super easy. You literally just click a button on Spotify. And we would really, really appreciate it. It helps us out a ton. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.